Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been caught on record criticising the European Union. The statement was made at a regional summit and accidentally broadcast to journalists covering the event. Independent journalist and author Anthony Lewenstein recently returned to Australia after living in Israel. He told The Wire's Nicole Wedding about how his country views the EU.
This is the long-standing view of many in the Israeli establishment, that Europe is historically anti-Semitic, that doesn't like Israel, doesn't like Jews, and has been far too critical in their view of Israeli policy in the occupied Palestinian territories. And the reality is that this kind of so-called embarrassment actually will play well in much of Israel, because in much of Israel there's a great deal of disdain for Europe because of its constant criticisms of Israel's occupation of Palestine. So although the media is framing this as an embarrassment for Netanyahu, I would argue, in fact, within Israel itself, and I've been living in Jerusalem for the last year and a half, this in fact will play very well to his audience and his base.
So you think that these comments are predictable?
It's what Netanyahu and a lot of Israel thinks. I mean, let's not forget, recently there was the 50th anniversary of the Israeli occupation of Palestine, 50 years of illegal occupation. There's now roughly 700,000 Jewish settlers living illegally on Palestinian territory, and there's no chance that's going to end anytime soon. So the occupation is now permanent. And that really, I think, should change how many in the international community, including in Europe, which I might add is Israel's largest trading partner, views Israel. And the thing is, Israel also knows one very dirty secret. Europe can criticize Israel as much as it wants, but the truth is that ultimately Europe is a toothless tiger. There's been no serious punishment for Israeli illegality in the Palestinian territory. So even though Netanyahu probably didn't realize his comments would be broadcast publicly, the truth is that Europe has been incredibly weak when it comes to supporting Palestine. Speaking out critically is fine, but after 50 years of occupation, Europe needs to do a hell of a lot more to hold Israel to account, and so far they're not doing that at all.
Netanyahu said that Europe is undermining its own security by undermining Israel. Do you think that there is any truth to this?
This, of course, is one of the great Israeli far-right arguments, and you also hear this in much of the far-right in Australia and Europe and in the US, that Israel is kind of fighting our battle. In other words, Israel is at the forefront of fighting against radical Islam, and that the fight that Israel is having against, for example, Hamas or Hezbollah or the Palestinians is a battle that all the West should be supporting uncritically. So that view really is shared by much of the far right. In fact, during the Trump campaign last year in the US, that argument was made very strongly. And you now see a very worrying alliance forming in much of Europe and the US between Israel and supporters of Israel and far-right groups who traditionally would be neo-Nazis, who would be far-right activists. And that might sound bizarre, but a Jewish state would want to get into bed with far-right activists, many of whom have sympathies with very extreme causes. But that, I think, is where almost inevitably Israel has found itself in the 21st century. When you occupy another people for 50 years and you brutalize the Palestinians so much, the people who are likely to support you doing that are those who have very extreme agendas against Islam. So the alliance that we've now seen has formed around a mutual hatred of Islam. So the fact that Netanyahu says that about Europe, he means in many ways that Israel is fighting a battle to hold back the refugee hordes that have been coming into Europe in the last couple of years. It's an incredibly racist argument.
As you said earlier, you were living in Israel for the past year. Have you seen any changes in the way that the public over there has viewed Netanyahu?
He remains one of the more popular political leaders in Israel. When there was the anniversary recently of the 50-year occupation of Palestine, in the majority of Israel, that was a sense of celebration. That to me, and I speak as someone who's a dissident Jew, who's deeply opposed to what Israel is doing in Palestine, there is so much hubris and arrogance within the Israeli establishment that they know that they can pull out the anti-Semitism card and beat any potential opponent with that allegation, particularly in Europe.
Anthony Lewenstein, independent journalist and author, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.